Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. At the recent Commodity Classic event in San Antonio, Texas, which concluded last Friday, there were several topics of discussion that went on. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers is one of the presenting organizations for the Commodity Classic, and of the larger discussion points for their ag machinery members was that of engine emissions. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of Industry Sectors with AEM.
There are a lot of things that are happening around engine emission and the latest engines. Obviously, we're paying attention to that. There's no easy resolution for some of the conversation, but just know that, you know, I think we recognize the farmers' needs for some simplicity and even relief on that front. And, you know, we also hope that everyone appreciates that regulatory certainty, long-term regulatory certainty is really what is needed more than anything else in this market to ensure that the engineers are designing products that are for the best interest of farmers in the long haul, as well as meeting their short-term needs, during harvest and planting.
Furthermore, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers has an Engine Emissions Technical Council that provides a forum for discussing illegal, regulatory, and compliance issues surrounding engines and engine emissions. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.